continuing with Sefer Maasiyot, and we left off last Friday with the story of Elisha ben Avuya and the Mishalim, the different stories, the allegories that our sages told us how to view this world and the success of the wicked. And he's continuing and telling us that David HaMelech commanded us not to be jealous of the wicked in their wealth and their honor. And when we see that things are going well for them and that they have peace, we shouldn't feel like we can lay blame at our Creator, but rather we should add in our good deeds and our merits and delve in Torah, as the verse says, don't be jealous of those that sin, but rather be jealous of those who are God-fearing, try to emulate them. Don't try to take on those that do bad, don't be jealous of those that are sinful. They will ultimately pass on like the chaff that floats away. A person shouldn't be worried about it, a person shouldn't be sad. If we see a tzaddik that's lacking everything, he's suffering, things are going bad for him, he's ill, things seem very bad, and he ultimately dies a strange death, we have to know that ultimately it's for his benefit. And this again is one of the philosophies that we're presented with, how to deal with these difficult things that we see. So he's presenting the aspect, know that it's for the good in the end, don't try to fight with it. And we find many tzaddikim that were very ill and had all kinds of affliction. Some were ill themselves, some were killed at war, some of them had their flesh peeled with these huge peelers like Rabbi Akiva. Some, as we're going to learn, were burnt at the stake with the Torah wrapped around them, as we know the 10 Harugi Malchus. One among them was Rabbi Akiva. He was a great chassid, he was the head of all the rabbis. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked God, tell me, what's going to be in the future? One of the things God showed him was Rabbi Akiva, with his wisdom and understanding, with his righteousness, with his piousness, with his modesty. And Moshe turned to God and he said, this man that will be created in your world, he's such a fine person. Why are you giving the Torah by me? I feel small next to him. And God then showed him how Rabbi Akiva would die. That they take these huge vegetable peelers, these huge metal instruments, and start taking off his flesh and peel him to death. And when Moshe saw that, he started weeping. And he said, God, such a tzaddik, such a chassid, such a modest person, that's what's going to happen to him? This is the greatest specimen of humanity. This is how he's going to come to an end. He's dealt with Torah and wisdom. He's brought light to the darkness of the world. He made people understand. He learned. He taught. He was just. And God said, Moshe, Moshe, don't second guess me. This is what I've decreed. And here we see another understanding, which is what we saw earlier today in the Ein Yaakov. We don't understand. Even Moshe didn't understand. We can see the greatest person, a person who Moshe said, he's so much better than me, and see him suffering. And the answer God tells Moshe is, don't ask. Don't second guess me. What's the reason? We don't know. That's the another answer that we've been discussing today and last week to the question, how come is it that bad things happen to good people? The answer, we don't know. Doesn't make us happy. We should be aware that that's one of the answers.